it's before candlelighting. He means before candlelighting.
No.
So, let's just like quickly go over the basics of them. Our Lenachri Sugya that we've done so far. So the Gemara we said Amira Lenachri. There are really two main ways to explain it. The Amira, right? The fact that you said to the Nachri, go and do X, Y, Z, which you're not allowed to do yourself. Right? Either the Amira itself in and of itself, or the Isser is on the Amira, right? The Rabbanan said you can't do an Amira like this. One option. The other option is that it's an Isser on the Amira Lenachri to do the Malacha, because right, the Malacha ends up happening at the end of the day. Right? So the Moked is the focus on the Amira Lenachri or on the Totsa of the malacha that you're causing to happen. Right, so we saw then the mechilta and the smag said the isra is in the malacha on the level of do'oraisa even, right? Lo ye'ase, the malacha shall not be, right, allowed to occur. By allowing the malacha to occur, you're over on the isra, right? The mechilta and the smag seems to say it's, right, it's do'oraisa. And therefore, causing that malacha to happen is an iser d'oraisa of lo ye'ase lachem, and Amir Lenachri, therefore, by using the goy to do the malacha, is a gemi iser d'oraisa. On the other hand, Rashi in Shabbos and the Hagalos Maimonios, and also the Reim in like a tshuva that's brought down in the Rav Yah, say that the reason that it's aser is because it's of shlichos, midrabanan, right? So it's not d'oraisa. But again, the iser is that the malacha is happening because of you. In this case, it's like a sort of derabananai de shlichos, right? There's shlichos shalom kamoso, and by having this other person do the malacha for you, says Rashi, my time ashari le mesav lenachri, harehu shlucho lisaenu b'shabbos, right? Having the lenachri do hotza on Shabbos is aser, because the guy is your shlich to do malacha. Right? The Gospel Moonis also says, ki yish shlichos lenachri lechumra. So if you have the guy do malacha on Shabbos, he's your shliach, shlucho shaladim kamoso, right? Your agent is considered to, his actions are attributable to you, and therefore it's like you are machal Shabbos. And the Ram also, right, taima sha'asr lomar, the guy shenire kishlucha. Right, so again, each one of them is a little bit different. Rashi says he is the shliach, the Gospel Moonis says like midrabanan, there's like a takana that there's shlichos lechumra if you use it through a guy, and the Ram says he's nire kishlucho. They all give slightly different emphases, but at the end of the day, the point is that he's your shliach to do the malacha. So the problem is that the malacha happens at the end of the day, and it's working through shlichos. Okay. The Rav Yah himself, where he answers back to Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, the Yerayim, and he says, actually, the problem is, the asi lechlufei bedoraisa, k'dem rin gabe ahu yenuka, the asi lechlufei b'rshus harabim, b'afilu makom mitzvah kiyasam aser. And the whole point is that Amir Lenachri begai legai the isura de oraisa nidon ki losi Yisrael ba'at misur de rabbanan, right? Why? Because we said you're not allowed to ask a guy to do the malacha because we're worried that you'll do the malacha yourself, right? And then we saw in the Orzarua, who's basing himself on the Rav Yah, that he was misupak whether or not if you did it erev Shabbos, if you did the Amir erev Shabbos, but the guy's going to do the malacha on Shabbos, so he says, well, since you're not involved on Shabbos, maybe there's no chashash. Or maybe since the guy is doing it for you on Shabbos, maybe he'll be doing it when you're around, and you'll end up getting involved. But ultimately, the iser is that when the guy does the malacha, right, we're worried you'll end up doing it yourself, right? You'll see him lighting the candle or doing something, and you're like, oh no, don't do it that way, do it that way, and you want it done exactly the way you want, so you'll end up getting involved and doing it yourself. Okay, so. Sorry, so far, right, that's three different ways of explaining why the malacha is problematic, right? The totza of the malacha is either an iser d'oraisa of lo ye'aseh, or iser d'rabanan of shlichos, or a iser d'rabanan because we're worried that the Yisrael is going to do it himself. On the other side of things, Rashi says in Avodah Zarah that masha asal Yisrael lomar lo v'kochavim asei likach, zehu mishum mimtzo chafatzecha v'daber davar dibur aser. If the Isser is because of the general Isser on Shabbos of Mimtza Chafatzecha V'daber Davar, you're not allowed to talk about Malacha, you're not allowed to talk about business, you're not allowed to be involved in business transactions and calculations, etc. and asking the guy to do a malacha is dibur about malacha, right? You're asking to do a malacha, you just talked about malacha, and there's usher to talk about doing malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Memela, you can't ask a guy to do it, right? Right, unless, you know, maybe if you use telepathy, maybe that would be fine. But if you actually speak to him, so the dibur itself, the amira, is the problem. It's not so much what the guy does at the end of the day that's the problem. It's that even it's telling him is the issue, right? The nafkamina of that would be if you tell him before Shabbos, it should be fine, right? Because the maisa is only going to happen. The maisa is happening on Shabbos, but there's no dibur that was us. Okay, the Chasam Sofer sort of has like a nice, a very nice idea that the mitzvah asay de tishpos dechtiv b'Shabbos shelo yia yom Shabbos ki yom chol. And therefore, by having a guy doing your business transactions and hiring laborers for you on Shabbos, let's say you have a guy running your factory on Shabbos, and you're telling him, oh, go do this on the factory and that in the factory, all of that would be an Isra del Raisa because it treats Shabbos like Chol, right? Now, if you ask the guy to light the candle for you because it got dark in your house, that's not Osa Shabbos Kechol because that's right, doesn't show that you're treating Shabbos as a mundane weekday. So actually, if you have him light a candle, that would be darabana. If you have him like hire workers for you, that would be an Isra del Raisa of Amir Lanach. Okay, so just quick chart. Right? Is it an Isra in the Amira, right? Which is either del Raisa because of the Chasam Sofer's idea of Tishbos, right? That you have to, you can't treat Shabbos like Chol. Darabanan because of Daber Davar, right? Rashi and we'll see the Shoto says that the Isra is because of the telling the guy to do it is Asur because of Daber Davar. You're not allowed to talk about Malach on Shabbos. Or is the problem not about the dibur, but about the malacha? Right? Either de'oraisa, because of lo ye'aseh, which is the mechilta, or midrabanan, because of either shlichus, which is Rashi and the Yerayim, or shlo yavol asas ba'asma, which is the ravya and the orzarua. Okay? So you're not allowed to have the malacha happen on your behalf, either because he's your shliach, or because we're actually just worried you're going to get involved and do it yourself, and right, there's, you're like this far away from doing it midoraisa. Right, you have the guy doing something for you, right? But everyone knows that it's giving someone else instructions is not as precise as doing it yourself, and the guy is not going to do it exactly how you want it, right? And we're all very picky, so you know you're going to jump in and you'll be like, no, don't do it that way, do it this way, and then you'll show him how to do it or whatever, and then you'll end up doing it yourself. Okay, the Avnei Nezer, right, when he's trying to explain all those nafkaminas that we looked at last year. So he says, actually, there must be tzvei dinim, right? Because otherwise, why can't you tell him to do it? If it's a diaber davar problem, why can't you just tell him to do it before Shabbos? And if it's a shlichus problem, why can't on Shabbos I tell the guy to do it after Shabbos? So he says, actually, it must be there are tzvei dinim. There are two different dinim, right? One is mishum v'daber davar, and the other, habet, mishum shahagoy nase shlucho shel Yisrael, right? V'hinei letam rishon afilu omelo b'Shabbos lasos achar Shabbos aser. Because the Isser is the Dibor. So even if the Malach is going to happen after Shabbos, it'll still be okay. Achish omer lo be'erev Shabbos, asos b'Shabbos, azul tam rishon. But if I tell him before Shabbos to do Malacha on Shabbos, there's no Dabar Dabar, because I'm not telling him anything on Shabbos. There's no Amira on Shabbos. Ach, mishum tam asheni asur b'zeh. But according to the second reason, right, the Malacha is happening on Shabbos, so that's asur. V'kishe omer b'Shabbos, asos l'achar Shabbos, asur rakim tam rishon. Okay. And just one more shita. We said there was a middle shita, sort of like a broader shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Isser is midivrei sofrim, right? It's a status in between Darais and Darabanan. Kidei shelo tia Shabbos kala beina v'yavo lasos ba'atma. Right? It's pogea, it's mezalzel in the kavod of Shabbos, right? Not, oh, because like nu, it's not mechubad. Not even like the way the Chasam Sofer is saying it, that it treats Shabbos like chol. But because, right, it basically, there's a broader definition of Isra Malacha than just the Lama Tesavos Malacha. Right, the Rambam in Chaf Aleph Aleph, is the third Rambam on the page, right, Nemar ba Torah Tishbos, afilu midvarim she'inan Malacha, chayiv lishbos. There's a mechiyav of Tishbos. And that means that even things that are not Malacha, you are chayiv to rest from. You're not allowed to do. Udvarim harbehin she'asru chachamim mishum shvos. Shein dvarim asurim, b'pnei shein domim l'malachos, u'mehen dvarim asurim gzera shem yavo mehen iser skila, right? And then the Rambam says, like, and here are all these different things that are shvus, but they're all part of this broader definition of things which aren't part of the lamatas malachos, which are still your chayiv to rest from, because Shabbos is a yom of shvisa, a yom menucha, a yom of iser malach. Okay, so it's and added it's pogea in Shabbos, and therefore if both the Amira and the Malacha, both of those are pogea in Shabbos, both of those are mezal zabekol Shabbos, and therefore and undermine the broader Isra Malacha, Mimela, whether or not you do it before Shabbos, Litzarach Shabbos, or on Shabbos, Litzarach after Shabbos, or even if you do Remiza on Shabbos for after Shabbos, right? That was the Rambam in the middle. And we're even Oser, Chashashu Shema HaYisrael Ramaz Legai, and all these are Isur, are, he makes say, oh, they're all these Isurim on getting Hana from the Malach of Legai, because Laharchik Me'amira Legai, Shehu Asura Mishum Shvas. Right? If it's just like, oh, because we're worried that you're going to do it, do some Isur, or oh, you know, it's not so mechubadik for Shabbos, why are we making gezeros on Amir Lenachri if Amir Lenachri is itself a gzera? Right? The Rambam's answer is that it's not, right? Amir Lenachri is not a gzera to prevent you from doing malacha. Amir Lenachri is something which is part and parcel of this broad definition of the general Isra Malacha, the general Shvisa from Malacha, that Shabbos is not only a day where you're not allowed to do the Lamatas Malachos, but it's a day of Shvisa. It's a day of Isra Malacha where all malacha is prohibited and problematic. Okay, so the Rambam sees it as a broader pigia, and therefore he also asers Amira lifnei Shabbos, and he also will aser Amira on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos, and it seems like he'll even aser Remiza on Shabbos l'tzarach Motzei Shabbos, and he'll also even aser maybe Remiza on before Shabbos for Shabbos, right? Because for the Rambam, it's really about the zilzul in the Shvisa, right? The lack of Shvisa that's happening, and the lack of broader Shvisa Mimalach. Okay, what about B'Makom Mitzvah? Okay, when do we allow you to do Amira L'Nachri? Okay, so there are a few cases, and it's very tricky because it's in different places, it's kind of like, seems different things. But this din of Amira L'Nachri is mutter, let's say, in a few cases. Let's say b'makom choli, right? If someone was real achola, she'im bo sakana b'chola kolagaf, or mati amir l'nachri. What about like b'makom mitzvah? Let's say you need to do a bris milah, and you know the guy's the mohel's, you know, knife is broken, so they need to get like a new scalpel from the, I don't know, from the pharmacy. Can you send a guy to do that? You know, things like that. What it's, let's say, I don't know, let's say your lights go off in the middle of the Shabbos meal on Friday night and you want a guy to come and flick the switch and turn the lights back on. Is that okay? Right? When do we allow you to use Amir L'Nachri? Okay? So the Gemara in Erevin on Samar Zayin, Ahu Yenuka, Dishtape Chamine, they used to be very makbid before Bris Milah to heat up a lot of water. They used to like bathe the child and, right, clean the, it's, you know, before an operation, you need to clean and sterilize the area. So you used to wash the baby with warm water or hot water before the mila. Amar lehu Rabba, naisu lechamima migo besai. So the water spilled, and Rabba said, oh, "Okay, just you know, bring more hot water from my house. So I have a big mecham. I like my tea on Shabbos, and I got plenty." Amar leabaya b'halo irvina, but we didn't make an erev chatzeros. Amarlei nismoch hashitof. So he said, okay, but you have a sheet of mevos, and that works, right? In common terms, you're supposed to make an eruv for your chatzer, and then for the mavoi, which is like the sort of the alleyway with all the different chatzeros that open into it, you're supposed to make a sheet of mevos. Okay, lahalacha we paskin that if you did sheet of mevos, you don't need the eruv chatzeros because it included everyone together into one sort of joint ownership, dirahship. That's why in your apartment buildings, you don't actually make your own Erev Chatzeros. You rely on the Erev Chatzeros of the Erev as a whole, right? Whoever's in charge of like the city Erev makes an Erev Chatzeros, or really a Shittuf Mavos for everyone. So Rabbi said, that's okay. You don't need to make an Erev. You can rely on the Shittuf. I'm like, hello, Shatvina. I said, we didn't do that either, right? We don't have an Erev. So Namorle Lenachri Lacey said, let's just tell a guy to bring it, right? You know, get a guy, have him bring it, and you're good to go. Amar Abaya, Bai lo suve lemar, velo shavkan. Shavkan and Rav Yosef. So Abaya said, oh, I actually wanna, you know, I object, right? Jumps up and says, I object. And Rav Yosef says, no, you're not allowed to, because Dam Rav Yosef Amar Kana, ki avina be Rav Yehuda, hava amrinalan, bidar raisa mosvina tiyufta vahadar of dina maisa. right? By an issa d'oraisa, so if the posek says, oh, you know, it's mutter. So first we, you know, the talmidim should jump up and say, oh, but what about this gemara? What about that gemara? Right? Right? If the posek says that it's mutter, first you do it, and then afterwards you say, oh, Rebbe, what about this gemara? What about that gemara? You're mapalp. Lebasar hachi amarle, my bas lo suve lamar. So we'll say, okay, what did you want to ask Rabba? Right, so they brought it. The guy brought the hot water from Rabba's chatzar to the place where they're doing the mila. So amarle ditanya hazashvus amir lenachri shvus. Ma hazashvus ve'inu doches hashabbos amir lenachri shvus ve'inu doches hashabbos. If you are tame and you need someone to sprinkle paraduma on you, and it's Shabbos, so you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because we're worried that you'll do tiltol and Roshos HaRabim, you'll do Hotzah, just like a shofar and a lulav you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, or a Megillah, right? We're worried that you'll go to the Bucky to do it. So here we're worried that you'll bring the Mechatas through a Roshos HaRabim, so you're not allowed to do it Midarabanan on Shabbos. And when do we need to do this? You want to eat a Korban Pesach. And you can only eat your Korban Pesach if the guy sprinkles you with the paraduma before nightfall, right? Otherwise, you're still going to be tame. So I'm relay, lo shani lach. Right, so it says, ve'ina dochat Shabbos. And we hold, even if you need to go and eat your Korban Pesach, you're still not allowed to be docha the Sudar Abanan of Hazas Mechatas in order to be matir you to eat your Korban Pesach. Right? So an Isser D'Rabbanan on Shabbos is not Nidche L'Tzorach Mitzvah, right? Meaning, in the general calculus, say, oh, look, I have an Isser D'Rabbanan that's getting in the way. I have a mitzvah that I want to accomplish. What do? Right? Can I be Docha the Isser D'Rabbanan in order to accomplish the mitzvah D'Oraisa? And the answer is no, right? We're not Matir the Isser D'Rabbanan even so you can claim the mitzvah D'Oraisa. So Amar Le, he says back to him, yeah, that's true. The lo shani lach bin shivus de isbe maisa le shivus de isbe maisa. That's true, but right, you don't know. But you don't know that there's a difference between a shivus which has a maisa to a shivus that doesn't have a maisa. Right. So, what? How would you interpret that? Yes. Okay.
Speaking to the guy is not a maisa, so. So it would be okay. We're differentiating with that.
Right. Exactly. Right. You have two, you have shvus, you have an Isser D'Rabbanan, but one of them involves doing an action. One of them involves just speaking to a guy, right? So speaking to a guy is just less of an issue and less usser or less substantive of an isser than doing something yourself. And memela, right, will be matir amira when it's usser midarabanan. In order to do the mitzvah, as opposed to, right, let's say, allowing you to sprinkle the paraduma, which would be an iser de rabbana, right, which does have a maisa. So shavus de isbe maisa is sprinkling the paraduma, right, and shavus de isbe maisa is amira, just talking to the guy. Okay, the next line of the Gemara is like a big machlokas in the Girsos. The hamar lo amar linachri zil achin. Okay, why? Because the rabba never told the guy to cook the water, right? Rabba told the guy to bring the water. Now the problem with that, right, is that sounds like the difference is. Well, how do you? What would you say the difference based on that is?
The difference is that he told the guy to do hatzah and not a real like maaser iser melacha.
Okay, good, right? Hamad, or more accurately, he said, he never told him to heat up the water. So there's actually two ways to interpret that in the Rishonim. One is the difference between hotzah, right? Hotzah melacha, it's pointing out, right? Hotzah melacha gruahi, maybe hotzah is different than other melachos, right? If you remember all the way back in the beginning of the year. Hotzah, because there's no maisa that you're doing to the chefza, right? You're not changing it anyway. So you're not, that's like a different type of malacha than telling him to cook something. Or it's like, I didn't tell him to cook it. I only told him to bring it there in chatzar she'enu mureves, right? It's not in Rosh HaSarabim. Right? We originally, the whole thing started off from, oh, they had this chatzar and there's no Erev in the chatzar. So bringing it through a chatzar she'enu mureves, midoraisa is Rosh HaYachid, midrabanan, it's aser betilto because it's an chatzar shena murabes. So right. So the first line of the Gemara seemed very clear that the difference is between amira lanachri versus other shvusin. The second line of the Gemara sounds like it's within amira lanachri. Am I telling him to cook it or am I telling him to bring it? Right, and then we're saying to bring it because it's hotza, or to bring it because it's, you know, only a chatzar shena murabes, which is only aser midrabanan. Okay, so the Gemara seems to contradict itself. Now, a further contradiction is a few lines later in the Gemara, there's another case of another bris mila where they also spilled the water. Okay, seems like it happens in the Gemara all the time, right? They just, like, you know, they really are not very good at preparing for these bris milas. Amalhu Rava, Nishayle Li'ime, let's go ask his mother, eat Sricha, if she needs hot water, because, right, she's either because she's a chole or because she's a misukenes, either because of Pikuach Nefesh or because she's a chole Shem Basakana, right? Nachim Le Nachri Agav Ime, and we'll have a guy heat up water for her, she's a chole, and then once he heats up water for the mother, because she's a chole, we can also piggyback on that and use the rest of the water, the extra, for the bris mila. Okay? I'm there of Mashar Shilarava. Ime Kachlat. Amri said, oh, but she's been eating normal food. She seems totally fine. Said, no, right? You know, just because the chola eats regular food doesn't mean that they're totally fine. Less chashim for us. But the point is, right? What's the problem with this? What should he have said? Yeah.
All right. I mean, you could ask, like, why isn't it an issue to go tell the goy to heat up water? That's like a straight iser. That's not the same shvut we were talking about.
I mean, why not just ask him? Or why? What do you mean?
Well, before we were saying it would be okay. It would, right, potentially be okay just in the case where you're doing hotza, or yeah, in the case where the malacha that you were doing was something weak, either hotza or, right, just like going through the.
Well, oh no, this is a proof for that, dafka. Because what doesn't he say? He doesn't say, oh, you want to do bris mila? That's a mitzvah. Have the guy heat up the water, right?
Right. It has to be for the mother.
Exactly. Right? Now, oopsies, I didn't do that. Honestly, I should really do is, where did that go? I should fix that. Because, first of all, it should not really be bullet pointed. But the other point is that this should be in parentheses, because this is a machlokas in the Gersos. Okay? Now, the difference is whether or not you have this is critical, right? Because if you have this line, Hamar lo amar le linachri zil achim, then what we're saying is that the difference is between Amira linachri, right, de ein bo maisa, and regular shvos, de yesh bo maisa. In which case, why don't we just go and tell the guy to cook the water for the bris mila? It's amir lenachri. Amir lenachri is mutter letzorech the mitzvah of bris mila, right? If you want to interpret the Gemara that way, then why didn't Rabba just go and say, ah, go get a guy? Why do we need to do this trick of the mother's a chole, so we'll ask the mother if she needs the water, and then it's mutter to have the guy heat it up for the mother, and then for the mother, we'll use it for the kid. All right? It seems totally superfluous. Just ask the guy. Right? So this would seem to be a proof that you couldn't ask the guy to heat up the water, right? That we do have the gears of the words in the parentheses, that you can't ask the guy to heat up the water. You can only ask the guy to do, let's say, hotza. Or not even hotza, but maybe just an issur darabanan of chatzar shenu murabes. Right? So you're doing amir lenachri, which is darabanan, to ask another to ask him to do an issur darabanan of hotza in a chatzar she'inu murabes, and maybe that's the only time it's going to be mutter. Right? So the Rishonim really, you know, take split legamri on this sugya. Okay. Now, just before we go into the Rishonim, just like the Gemara in Gittin on the Afcher Amibet says, if you buy a house in Surya, it's like buying in the Chatzeros of Yerushalayim, lemay hilchasa, amar of Sheshes, lomar shekosvin alav ono vaafilu b'Shabbos. So you can write the shtar on Shabbos. The Shabbos, you can't write a shtar on Shabbos, it's a machad araisa, right? Obviously, you can't write it by yourself. You can have the guy write the shtar mecher for the house that you're buying in Eretz Yisrael or in Surya, even on Shabbos. Okay, so by the Issur d'Rabbanan of Amir l'Nachri, we're matir l'tzorech yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so if you, any of you want to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, and your opportunity is dafka on Shabbos, and you're worried that the guy's going to back out, right? You can have the lawyer write up the deed even on Shabbos, right? So you can't do any malacha, but you can do amir l'nachri. So there we're matir amir l'nachri l'tzarech mitzvah, right? So we're matir shavus b'makom mitzvah. Aye, but in general, we're not matir shavus b'makom mitzvah, right? So on the one hand, we said you can write the shtar through a guy, right, which is this Darbanan on Shabbos, for the Tzorach Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We also know that for Hazah, and, right, you can't do Hazah even for the Korban Pesach. You can't, you know, in general, do a Issur Darbanan for Mila. How do I know you can't do an Issur Darbanan for Mila? Hatanya, k'shem she'in mevino so derech rosh hazarabim, kach in mevino so lo derech gagos, lo derech kapivos, lo derech chateros. Let's say you want to bring the sack in Shalmila through a chater she'inu mu'reves, where teltos asu darabana. So the Gemara in Kuflamid says you're not allowed to do that. Right? Ah, it's an isu darabanan. Right? A shvus is not nitar b'mako mitzvah. Right? So if you put these two Gemaras together, what do you see? If between Gittin Davchet and Shabbos Kuflamid, what does it sound like? They're both in Issur Darabanan, Latzor B'makom Mitzvah. In Shabbos Kuflamid, it's Aser. On Gittin Chet Amibet, it's Mutter. What's the difference? In Shabbos Kuflamid, you're doing this or the Shavus yourself, right? In Gittin Chet Amibet, what's the Issur? It's also an Issur Darabanan, but which Issur Darabanan? Right? We're dafka dealing with Amir Lanachri, right? You're asking a guy to do the malacha. So asking the guy to do the malacha on Shabbos is going to be only, is going to be nidche b'makom mitzvah, as opposed to doing a Isser Darabanan yourself on Shabbos, that would not be nidche b'makom mitzvah. Right? So basically, shvus b'makom mitzvah, aser. Amir l'nachri b'makom mitzvah, mutter, right? That's what comes out of this Gemara. So the first Gemara, the Gemara in Irvin, sounded like it's, you know, we can't ask the guy to do an amalacha d'oraisa. Here we're talking about ksiva, which is a d'oraisa. We're asking the guy to do it on Shabbos. Sounds like Amir l'nachri b'makom mitzvah, mutter, shvus b'makom mitzvah, aser. So the Rif brings down that they're really, you know, the Rif brings down the Bahag, the Halachos Gedolos, like very central halachic work of the Geonim. Ashkechan b'Halachos Gedolos, k'sivi b'heichad issa izma b'mali shabta l'shabta, v'igniv o ifki mikmei mila. You did all your preparations, and then, you know, it gets, someone knocks it onto the floor, and it gets ruined. Shari le lemeimar le nachri letzivuse oli isuye ismal. You can ask the nachri to either fix it or to bring a new scalpel. Kahahu yinuka d'shtape chamimi. The amar leiv lo shani lachmar ben shvus de isbe maisa le shvus de leisbe maisa a shvus de hazaka amar leiv. Promise PowerPoint. The shvus de hazah, shvus de isbe maisa, u shvus de amira leisbe maisa biyadaim, di dibura ba'almahu. Okay? So, hazah is has a maisa, you're doing something, right? Ushvus de amira leis be maisa be adayim. You're not doing anything with your hands. You're not actually doing any sort of usher act. Dibur ba'almahu, you're just speaking to the guy and telling him what to do. And the fact that it's dibura is going to limit it, going to make it better. Okay? Now, why? Why should it help? Why would the fact that it's just dibur help? What do you think? Just like throw out ideas. I'm like very receptive. Yeah, all right.
I guess you're not doing any like physical creative action. Like it's just you're not doing anything to change any object on Shabbos.
Okay, so you're saying more of like in a Shabbos sense, you haven't like created, you haven't done something that could be viewed as problematic. Okay, I hear that. What else? Any other ideas? You can just like throw out anything. There's like a lot that can be said about it, right? Because basically, oh, it's Dibor, it's not Maisa. Okay, what's that mean? Any other thoughts? So Ari's saying out an idea it's more internal to Hilchos Shabbos, saying, well, look, you know, there's no, you're not doing anything, right? If you think that Shavuosim in general have some, especially can have some sort of extension of Doraisa status, so then there you're doing something, right? You're doing something that looks like a malacha. You're doing something that involves some sort of creativity sometimes, right? You're doing Hotzah through an ear of Chatzah Sheinu Mu'rabes. It's not Rishus Rabim, right? But there's something Rishus Rabim about it. As opposed to here, you're just talking to the guy. There's no, right? There's no like sort of basis in Isur Daraisa. Okay? That's saying something about Amira within Amira Lenachri, right? And its relationship to Shabbos, right? That's saying more something fundamental to Amira Lenachri. If you say something broader, is there a way to like make it just sort of like a broader cloud? It would be less exciting, but it would still make sense. Dibura ba'almahu. It's kind of like biba'albatish. You can translate. You just translate it and that it also makes sense. Yeah, all right.
All you're doing is talking, like you're not really doing anything.
Exactly, right? Yeah, talk, yab, jab, jab, right? Okay, you talked, you said, you didn't do a maisa, right? In halacha, we care about, you did a maisa issue, you did a maisa malacha, you did like a, you know, you did something bad. There's no maisa, right? You get malchus if you're over on a lav shembo maisa? No, right? There's no malchus on a lav shembo maisa. It just, in Bamaisa, it's just less usser. There's less of an Aveira. There's less of anything wrong that happened. You're right, you're not allowed to do it, right? But it's almost like a no harm, no foul idea. Like, there's no Maisa Aveira. So you're right that we told you not to do it, but there's no real, you know, active isser. So what happened? You didn't listen. You didn't do what you're supposed to do, but there's no Maisa Aveira to be, for us to say, like, oh, how can we allow you to do this Maisa Aveira, right? That's really one way to take it. It's much more Baalbatish in the sense that it doesn't say anything like fundamental. It's just like, well, you know, what do? You talk to the guy, okay. Right? How else can you formulate it that's similar to that, but even, just like even more, I'd say, I guess we'll call it Baalbatish, but. Why are, like, Yisurah Darabanan Asar usually? Not always, obviously, but often. Yeah. All right.
So, like, prevent, like, to build a fence around, like, the broader malacha, like, to prevent you right. to do something worse.
Exactly.
And I guess in the case of Amir Lenachri, there, like, there's no, like, it's not going to lead to you necessarily doing anything specifically.
Right. Because what are you doing? Right now, you're sitting on the couch, right? Or on a chair, right? You're sitting in some, right? You're sitting down and you're telling somebody, you know, potentially far off, oh, go and do this, right? There's a huge, huge difference between like sitting in an armchair, you know, and like writing a Facebook post about something and actually doing something about it, right? There's much less of a difference between doing the precursor to something and actually doing it, right? We all agree that, you know, if you are already involved in something, then actually doing the more meaningful part of it, right, or more problematic part of it, is much easier than if you're sitting in your chair and you're writing a Facebook post about, like, you know, you write a Facebook post about how, like, it would be great to, like, you know, use your phone on Shabbos. That would really enhance your Shabbos. That's different than being like, oh, like, I flick on lights, right, but I try to be careful not to use incandescent lights, right? There's a big difference, a huge gap between talking about something and doing something. So it's just practically, we're just much less concerned and much less problematic for you to be sitting in your chair and doing nothing, right? It's totally not fundamental. It's totally practical. It totally has very, very little to do with the nature of Amir al-Nahri. And but practically, right, it's a very, oh, it's just Dibor. So like, okay, he's talking. We're going to, letting people do things is much more serious than letting people talk about things. So let's see see the Rishonim. Right? How are they going to explain that? We're going to get back to the rest of the riff, right? Just as a side point, before we continue on, the Rif himself thinks that we would not be matir shvus b'makom mitzvah of Amir al-Nahri. He thinks the difference is that dafka we're dealing with an issur derabanan. Okay, we're going to get back to this Rif soon. I guess next year. Okay. Oopsies. Here we go. Okay. So the itur says avahacha yishum shvus delis b'maisa ela amira l'chuda. Right? It's just, there's no ma'isa here. There's just amira. Okay, and I'm just going to skip to the next bolded part. V'karavani lomar, the hadlakas ner b'shabes mitzvah b'shas achila, madlikin aydei in yehudi b'shabes. He says, look, it's an isser that's only dibor. There's no ma'isa isser. Mimila is just much weaker of an isser. It's less significant. It's like a lav shein bo ma'isa. So it's a shvus shein bo ma'isa. And the lack of ma'isa makes it less problematic. It's less usser. There's no ma'isa aveira to be dealt with, and therefore I would even let you do it, he says, for a mitzvah such as having light for your Suda Shabbos. So according to the Sefer Itar, if you want to, you know, you have your Suda Shabbos and the lights go off, the Itar says you could just ask a guy to turn back them back on, right? Even if they're all incandescent bulbs and right, it's all totally Isra Malacha Doraisa. Doesn't matter because it's shvus v'amira l'nachri b'makom mitzvah, and amira l'nachri b'makom mitzvah is mutter because it's a shvus she'im bo ma'isa, right? It just, and there's no action involved. Rabbi Yehonah's son, Milunil, says, actually, he says very similar. He says, aval b'amira l'nachri, it's over here, the second one on the page, lo avid b'amiraso ma'isa, ela dibur be'almahu, he says, what are you doing? You didn't do anything, right? So we're not worried that you're going to go and do an Issur D'oraisa because we're not worried that you're going to, you haven't started doing things yet, right? If I let you do something, then I'm worried you might do something else. You haven't even started doing anything. Mimela, in a chenami, the level of Issur between Amir al-Nahri and other Shvusim is exactly the same. The fact that there's no Maisa doesn't really matter, right? It's a regular Issur D'rabanan. But our level of concern is just so much less because in one case you're doing things which could become problematic. Here you haven't even started doing things, right? There's a huge, huge gap between talking about things and actually starting to do things. Okay. The She'iltos says, no, it's actually very fundamental, right? It's totally fundamental in Amir al-Nahri because why is Amir al-Nahri Yasser? What did we say b'shem Rashi? At least Rashi and Avodah in... I don't remember which Rashi was. Right, Rashi said it's because of a dabar davar, right? The amira is aser. Okay, there's a din that by v'dabar davar, like look at the Gemara in Shabbos here, Kafyud Gimel. Mimso chafatzecha, chafatzecha asurim, chefte shamayim mutarin. You're allowed to talk about, right, the finances of the shul and the tzedakah situation on Shabbos. Because those are chefte shemayim. Dibor asur, right? Dibor shalcha, chafatzecha shalcha are asur. Dibor shemayim is mutter. If asking the guy to do the malacha is also because of a daber davar, then asking the guy to do a malacha letzorach mitzvah, letzorach chefse shamayim, should be mutter. And that's exactly what the Shulta says. Umilo shayach ben shvus deis be maisa, ubin shvus deis be maisa, hacha dibor ba'almahu. The isra is only the dibor, the amira to the guy, the speaking to the guy. Right? But the dibor is only usher if it's letzorach atmacha. If it's letzorach shamayim, then the dibor is mutter. Right? Diksiv vidaber davar, dibor usher, hear her mutter. Right? Umishra, right? He's referencing this Gemara that hear her is mutter, and chavte shamayim are mutarim. So there's, in a chanami, amir lenachri is a derabana just like anything else. The fact that it's dibor as opposed to maisa isn't really the issue. The fact is that it's dibor. And the Isser is Mishum V'daber Davar, and Daber Davar only applies to Chefze Hedyo, not Chefze Shemayim. Okay? And this is totally the opposite side of the Amir Al-Nachri spectrum, ironically, but it comes to the same conclusion, right? We saw that, right, the Shultos and Rashi said, on one hand, oh, it's because of V'daber Davar, and it's all about the Amira. The Urayim said, oh, it's all about the Shlichus, right? But he says exactly the same thing, basically, as the she'iltos, that what's the difference? Taima she'asr lomar l'gai she'nire kishlucha, right? But iser amir l'gai eino ela b'davar she'yisrael nena mimen. It's only amir l'nachri is only asr when if you get hana from it. If you tell the guy to go cook basar b'chalav for himself, that's fine, says the Urayim, because then he's not your shliach. He's doing it for himself, right? Aval shar dvar mitzvah she'ein hanal Yisrael in iser b'amir l'gai. Midi dahava omer l'gai asa malach techa. The guy's own malach. You'll have to tell the guy, oh, why don't you go and, fix your car? I see that you have a flat tire. Right? He's fixing his own car. Says the Yerayim, he's not your shliach. The same thing is true as v'chol shekein dvar mitzvah. If he's doing a dvar mitzvah, then he's not your shliach. Right? It's not lehanatcha, either because we have a sugya that called mitzvah slav lehanos nitna, right? The mitzvah is not for your hana, it's like considered, right, sort of like an objective requirement. So we don't consider you to be getting hana from the mitzvah, A. And B is maybe he's considered like shlucho shalmakom, right? If he's doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah, he's not doing it for you, he's doing it, right, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In which case, right, you're fine. Just to put it into chart. So, Amir Lenachri, the Shvush Ein Bo Maisa is Amir Lenachri, which is Dibor, Amira, not a Maisa. Either that's because it just happens to be that, right, practically you're speaking and not acting, right, which is the Itter says, it's a Shvush She'ein Bo Maisa, like a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, it's less Aser. Or Rabbeinu Yehonah's son says it's not any less usher, but we're just much less worried that you're actually going to come and do something that's usher, right? Practically, the bridge, the gulf between talking and doing the Isra Malacha is just so much wider. Or it's fundamental to Amir Lenachri, right? Now, okay, but wait, if Amir Lenachri is Mishum Amira, or if Amir Lenachri is Mishum the Maisa Malacha Ede Shlichos, right? Those are sort of opposite ends of our Amir Lenachri spectrum. But the She'ilto says, if it's Mishum Amira, then V'daber Davar is only for Chefze Hedyo, right? Not Chefze Shamayim. Then the Urayim says, if it's about Shlichos, then it's only a problem of Shlichos if he's your Shliach. But if he's doing it, right, because of Chefze Shamayim, that's not your Shlichos, right? So there's no Shlichos for the Amir Lenachri, so there's no problem. Okay? So these are two, one's very practical, right? One side is very much like the fact that it's dibor is like because it's literally it's speaking and not acting, or because it's amir lenachri is shvul she'im bo maisa and it's not your action, it's the nachri's action, and the iser is either the amira, so there's no maisa involved at all, and the amira is mutter because daber davar is mutter letzorach shamayim, or because he's not your shliach, he's shliach shel makom, right? He's shliach for the mitzvah. He's not your personal shliach. He's not doing it for your benefit. He's doing it for the mitzvah. And mitzvos lav lehenos nina. Okay, I think we are going to. Stop here. Okay, with the we're up to the next sad where it says Amir Lenachri is going to be aser, even letzorach mitzvah. dafka, it's only mutter when there's another derabana involved. And I'll just split the daf makoros for the makoros that we're going to continue with on Sunday. And but this first approach, basically, this last chart really sums it up nicely, is there's a shvus sheyesh b'maisa, there's a shvus she ein b'maisa, and the fact that Amir Lanachri isn't about the maisa avera, but about either, right? The dibur is what's problematic, or the shlichus is what's problematic, or because practically you just happen to be speaking instead of acting, right? Means that Amir Lanachri is just different than all other Isurei Darabanan on Shabbos, and therefore we can allow you to do it b'makom mitzvah. Okay. So we're going to stop. We're going to stop here, and we will continue with the shita of the Rif on Sunday, where the Rif says no way. Like, we're definitely not going to be mati Amir Lanachri for a makom mitzvah. That's not allowed. We're going to allow you to do Amir Lanachri only when the iser that you're asking him to do is already derabana. Okay, so we're gonna stop here, and shkach for.